Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Tech Talk Today, where we dive into the fascinating world of technology and innovation. Today, we're unpacking an exciting tool called FRP, that stands for Fast Reverse Proxy. So what exactly is FRP? Imagine you're trying to access a web service that's hidden in your backyard behind a giant wall. Let's say it's a garden shed that houses your favorite hobby. FRP essentially creates a tunnel that lets you see inside this shed without needing to break down the wall. That's what FRP does too. It allows you to expose local servers that are behind a NAT or firewall to the internet. Sounds intriguing, right? Now let's break down some of the features that make FRP stand out. Firstly, it supports TCP and UDP connections, as well as HTTP and HTTPS protocols. This means that whether you're trying to set up a straightforward file server or something more complex like TCP stream multiplexing, FRP has you covered. And if you're wondering how that works, think of it like a busy coffee shop. Multiple drinks or connections can be prepared at the same time without jamming the order queue. One fascinating aspect of FRP is its P2P, peer-to-peer mode. This is where it gets really interesting. Imagine you're hosting a potluck dinner with friends. Instead of everyone waiting for you to serve the food, each friend can independently grab their favorite dish from the table. In the same way, P2P mode allows data to be sent directly between clients, making things more efficient and faster, although it requires FRPS server as the orchestrator. Okay, here's a thought-provoking question for our listeners. Have you ever faced issues exposing your local services while working from home or needing to access your home projects remotely? FRP provides an elegant solution. With just a couple of commands, you can easily access services on your local network through a public address. For example, if you wanted to share a game server or a personal web application with your friends who are far away, FRP simplifies that process. Now, moving on to something a bit technical, but quite useful, the authentication features of FRP. Security is a big deal in today's online world, and FRP provides two methods to authenticate your connections: token-based authentication and OIDC, OpenID Connect, authentication. Imagine you're at a concert. You have to show a ticket to get in. This ticket is what token authentication provides. Meanwhile, OIDC is akin to having a VIP pass, essentially confirming your identity with a trusted source first before you're allowed backstage. This dual-layer security ensures that only the right individuals have access to your services. Before we wrap up, let's not forget about the concern many of us have with all things tech. How does FRP handle bandwidth and connection limits? Well, it does allow you to set specific bandwidth limits per proxy. It's like controlling the flow of traffic on a busy highway, ensuring that no one driver hogs all the road space so that everyone can smoothly reach their destination. So to summarize, whether you're looking to expose services hiding behind NAT, secure your connections with robust authentication methods, or boost your bandwidth efficiency, FRP provides creative solutions. It's a sleek, agile tool for those who want to bring their local servers into the limelight without all the hassle. That wraps up our deep dive into FRP. We hope you found this episode informative and maybe even a little inspiring for your next tech project. Before we sign off, let us know how you'd use FRP in your own tech explorations. What would you expose to the internet? Until next time, keep tinkering and exploring.